response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, Carlos, here in St. Louis, getting ready for a three-game set against the Cardinals. Just got to see them a couple weeks ago at Citi Field. But as you guys come into this, trying to reverse two games in a row on the losing side, Juan Soto, the two home runs yesterday, I thought going the other way was a really good sign. Do you think, amidst the 113-mile-an-hour outs that he was making, that that is also a good sign of getting him right?
Yeah, I think not only hitting it hard, but getting in there, you know, because I think that's been a little bit of an issue here with him hitting balls hard consistently, but a lot of ground balls, you know. And then finally, it's been a couple of days where he's flew out a couple of times to left field. I think it was one of them in a breaking ball, and it looked like a routine fly ball. And I was talking to Eric Chavez, one of our hands, like, that's a good sign. Because usually, you know, breaking ball and you roll over, you know, ground ball to second base. And the fact that he flew out, and I think it was like a 106, it's like, that's the swing we're looking for. And, you know, yesterday, obviously, he goes out there and puts a show. Two balls the other way for homers. That's who he is. You know, he's a complete hitter. And it was good to see him getting some results.
Of course, you have a pretty good angle to watching him. Is it timing that is leading to these ground balls? Is it mechanical staying back? What is leading to maybe the roll over here and then instead of lifting the ball?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a small adjustment on the mechanic, maybe like a contact point, you know, because he's still hitting it hard, you know. I don't think there's so much mechanically that you're doing wrong when you're hitting balls, you know, consistently at 110, 113. I think it's just a small adjustment there that hopefully, you know, he found it, especially the last couple of days, and he takes off for now.
Hitting is really hard. That's the obvious statement of the year. But Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, two guys in the Cardinals, Lars Nootbaar and Nolan Arenado, more walks this year than strikeouts. A pretty good grouping of guys in this series. When you see numbers like that in 2025, more walks than strikeouts, how impressive is that?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, you know, especially how not only how tough it is hitting, but it's tough because of how good the pitching is nowadays, you know. And everybody has information, everybody's got scouting report, and you're going to have to make adjustments because it doesn't matter, you know. You could be playing this team, the next team in line, they're getting the same number. So that's why it's important to have the ability to make adjustments. Watching these guys controlling the strike zone, I think that's been it's been the key for us as a team, you know. Not chasing, getting on base when we need to. And then on the flip side of things, you know, pitching-wise, we have to attack the zone. That's why we keep preaching attack. And, you know, we've seen some good results.
And then Clay Holmes going for you today. This is always a knock on wood moment too, but low slug, gets a lot of ground balls. It's hard to square up Clay Holmes. I know you're laughing because I'm putting you on the jinx spot here. Is that a matter of just the stuff itself is filthy, just as is?
Let's keep it that way, where he continues to get weak contact, you know. But that's who he's been, you know. But I feel like in the past as a reliever against right-handed hitter, you know, the sinker, the sweeper. Now as a starter, you know, we've seen the changeup and how effective that pitch is. The four-seam, the cutter, you know, this is a guy that his ball moves so much. And hitters have a hard time barrel him, you know, when he's on. And hopefully that's the case today and moving forward.
Word is Sunday, Blade Tidwell might make his major league debut. Can you confirm or deny?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. He'll be here tomorrow. He will go through his, you know, I think he's going to be on a taxi squad. You know, he's not going to be active, but then the plan is for him to pitch on Sunday.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.